A red alert just sounds bad. When you hear a report that involves a code red or red alert, you know that something's wrong. In January of this year, we had 16 red air days in Cache County. That's 16 days over the federal limit, up to 3 times over the federal limit on some days. Something was wrong. Residents of Utah have 2 places to go for air quality monitoring. The EPA has a site called AirNow. A red air day using the EPA's air quality index is when pollution levels are at 151 or higher on a weighted scale that goes from 0 to 500. And that's when, quote, everyone might begin to experience health effects. The Utah Department of Environmental Quality's Division of Air Quality, hereon referred to as the DAQ, has a website, airquality.utah.gov, that features current conditions by county and a 3-day forecast. They measure particulate pollution using its actual scientific unit of measure, which is micrograms per cubic meter. A red air action alert is issued when particulate levels are more than 35 micrograms per cubic meter. This is when wood burning prohibitions go into effect and the division, quote, requests that people drive less by combining trips or using mass transit. In the winter months, PM2.5 is the pollution that matters. It's the one that kicks out the red air alerts. PM2.5, or 2.5 as you'll hear it called, is kind of a household term in Cache County. I wanted to know what the big deal was about these microscopic flecks, so I went to talk to Utah State University's Dr. Randy Martin, Associate Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering. He has a joint appointment in the Water Lab and the Climate Center.
2.5, what it means is 2.5 microns and smaller, so it's a collection of particles. PM10 is 10 microns and smaller. And the reason those numbers are important is back in 1987, EPA used to dysregulate all the dust in the air. It was called TSP. They went to PM10 because research has shown that's really the size fraction that's most of a health concern, because you could breathe it into your respiratory system. As research went on after 1987, up through the next decade, we found out that it was really the PM2.5 that can get down into your small lungs. The stuff 2.5 microns and smaller can go all the way down to the alveoli, and if it's actually smaller than 1, it can cross directly over into the capillaries, which is where you start seeing a lot of the cardio effects.
So 35 micrograms of this stuff in a cubic meter of air is what defines a red air day. And that number isn't arbitrary. That's the level we know causes human health problems. And most of the experts agree that this number is too high.
Those numbers, the standards, are based on the best available health information. And so they're not arbitrary numbers. They are numbers that are health-based. I fully expect as more health studies become available, the standards could even lower. But to our best available number, this 35 is going to offer the best public health that we know of right now.
The air quality index was designed for the public, and there are all these nice maps and charts and color scales for us to understand some very complicated atmospheric chemistry. But how are we supposed to know what to do with that information? What does the DAQ want us to know?
What do they want us to know? I think it's, when do they want us to know it, too? I mean, one of the things we've argued for here in the Valley is, if you hit 35 and it turns to red, it's too late. You know, it needs to go red, or a strong, strong message when it's yellow that now is the time when you've got to start thinking about cutting back on your driving, not when it's already red.
Utah's state climatologist, Dr. Robert Gillies, developed a model that was tested this winter to predict pollution concentration episodes that result from temperature inversions. I should say that part of the air quality problem in Cache Valley is due to weather and climate patterns that we absolutely have no control over. Randy Martin helped test Dr. Gillies' inversion prediction models this winter.
This last year, you know, when we were paying a little more attention to those forecasts, they were generally pretty good. But it's still a forecast, and people tend to put those things in the back of their mind until they're here. You know, am I planning 4 weeks out how I'm going to drive on a particular day? Not likely. It's amazing how well that the forecast model seems to be working. I hope it just keeps the public aware. But anytime you're doing any kind of forecasting, if you don't get it right, then you look pretty bad and you lose public confidence.
We did start to hear air quality forecasts in the media this winter. And as a community, we started to do a few things in reaction to red air days.
We aren't going to clean up the air, you know, with what we're doing. We're going to make it better. But no, we're still going to have bad air days. If we can convince people to drive less, particularly during the bad air, that will also have a big effect.
The air quality monitoring information published by the EPA and the DAQ every day is the scientific community's way of communicating to us what they've spent years discovering in labs. There's a lot of calculation and a lot of passion that goes into these numbers, but what we do with that information is entirely up to us. On a green air day in Cache County, I'm Jennifer Pemberton for Utah Public Radio.